Friends, we have taken general review of investment management in our chapter 1. In that chapter, we had discussed what are the different avenues to invest by the investor so as to get a better profit by him. Now, the chapter 2 onward, each and every avenues we are going to discuss. This chapter 2 is meant for investing in the debt instrument. Debt instruments. Now, what is this debt instrument and all these things we are going to cover in this topic? And first we will understand what is debt, because the word is a little bit new to you. Then, is there any market for the debts, that is debt market? Types of debt instruments in India, followed by government securities market, then corporate bond market. What is the risk associated with the debt securities? How to evaluate or valuation of the debt instrument and taxation on the debt securities? These are the points for our discussion in this chapter. Now let us understand what is the debt. Debt market is known by different names. Someone call it as a fixed income market. Someone called it as a fixed maturity market. Someone called it is the bond market. Or even credit market also some people are calling. The ultimate outcome of this nomenclature is, one can understand that there is a fixed rate of interest already decided on this. So in short, the debts are nothing but the loan given by the investor to the companies against which company has issued the bonds in favor of him, certificate in favor of him, whatever may be the instrument they are crediting, they are taking into consideration for issuance of it. And that investment is called as a debt. So debt market for issuance, trading and settlement. Because once it is instrument is issued, it should be tradable in the market, is it not? It should be tradable. It should change the hand, one hand to another hand, right? There, similarly, the bonds, treasury bills, cash management of the deposits, then commercial paper, that is CP. These are some of the instruments which are called as a bonds or debts. These are called as debts. In fact, the bond market is much volatile. Bond market is much volatile, larger than the stock market. And more important from economic point of view. Government security market, government also want the funds from the public, no? So that is why they are also issuing the securities and taking the funds from the general public. This government security market is the largest segment of long-term debt market. Long-term debt market, particularly in India. And this will be followed by the public sector undertaking and private corporate sector. These corporate bonds are issued by financial institution, bank, public sector companies. Debt securities are listed and traded on the exchange in secondary market. These debt security holders, that means those who have invested the funds in the companies and obtain the debt or certificate against that, who hold that debt instrument till the maturity, receives the principal and interest, also known as coupon interest is particularly called as a coupon according to the predetermined schedule. If rate of interest is fixed quarterly, then every quarter he will get the interest. Half yearly, every half year he will get. Annually, he will get every year end that much amount of interest. Participants in the debt market who buy and sell these securities before its maturity are exposed to many risks, but aim to book a profit and profitable yield at the end of the transaction. So, this debt market determines the price in terms of the yield, outcome, interest, okay, that a borrower must pay in order to receive the funding. Therefore, generally, the floating rate, there are two types of rates, a fixed rate and second one is a floating rate. In fixed rate, once it is issued, till the maturity, there will be a single rate of interest, which is already decided. Interest will be paid at that interval, at that rate. Okay. And in floating rate, this calculated shortly before the next payment. And floating is always changing. That means, after 3 months, it will be down. After 3 months, it will be high. After 3 months, it will be high. Like that, it will be changing. So, next payment ke pehle, the floating rate will be calculated. Zero coupon bonds do not pay any interest. Now, coupon means what? Coupon means interest. Zero interest bond. That itself indicates that no interest will be payable on this bond. Those who have invested in these bonds, they will not get any interest on it. But they are issued at deep discounted price. They are issued at deep discounted price at the initial stage itself. Now, what is the debt? Coming down to understand what is debt. The products are generally categorized into various types, these debt products, with one major distinction being it's equity versus debt. And this investment in equity, investment in debt security, which one is a good is a $1 million question. You can choose invest into equity, you can choose to invest into the debt or bonds depending upon your risk appetite and your expectation about the investment made, that is return. But what is difference between these two, that is important to understand. When you buy an equity, that is shares, you become a part owner of that company. Okay? And a debt represents the loan that you expect to get back along with the interest. That means first you are giving the loan and company is a borrower. And when you are giving the loan, against that they are issuing the bonds. Okay, that is one distinction. Second, debt always represents a legal obligation to the company, that is a borrower, to pay the borrowed amount with interest to the lender, that is investor, on fixed time. So debt is a long-term source of fund for the corporate enterprises. And this is a paper or electronic obligation that enables the issuing party, that is borrowing company, to raise the funds by providing to repay a lender in accordance with the terms of the contract. Company borrow from the public under certain terms and conditions. And they repay it on the given date after defined period with the agreed rate of interest. debt, that is debt. This also indicates the possibility of the trading the instrument in the debt market, and thus enable the investor to gain from the debt instrument in short term also. Individuals, businessmen, government use these various type of debt instruments such as loan, bonds, debentures. They raise the capital and generate the investment income. Now, in case of loan, borrower borrows and lender is exchanging for the repayment over the specified period. Borrower has to pay the interest, which can be fixed or floating rate, as I explained now, based on the mutual agreement. Bonds are the loan instruments, but instead of borrowing the money from the bank or a single lending source, a company instead borrow money from the public. That's what I'm trying to explain you. And the bondholder is entitled to priority repayment of their investment from the company's assets if the investment is backed by the assets. Debentures are issued to raise the short-term capital to fund the specified project. And these debentures are backed only by the credit and general trustworthiness of the issuer if the investment is not backed by the assets. Having understood what is debt, now let us understand what is debt market. Every instrument must have the market, correct, where buy and sell takes place. Now, if this buy and sell, unless buy and sell takes place, the investor or lender, he will not make money. So debt market basically refers to the financial market where the investor can buy and sell the instruments, that is debt instrument, of various types and the features. These instruments will provide with the regular interest payment at a fixed rate along with the principal repayment at the time of maturity. Reserve Bank of India has allowed certain institutions or bodies to issue the debt instrument, which consists of central and state governments. They can issue the debt instrument, that is bonds. Municipal corporation, they can issue the bond for raising the funds. Government agencies, they can also issue the bonds. Banks can issue the bond. NBFC, that is non-bank financial corporations, the companies can also issue the bond. Public sector units as well as corporates are permitted to issue this debt instrument, which is called as a bond. This market where dealing of various types of the debt instruments happens. Generally, they are the fixed income nature and they are traded on the platform. Efficient debt market provides a competitive market structure, low transaction cost, high level of a heterogeneity of the market participants, and strong and safe market infrastructure. This debt market also reduces the borrowing cost of the government and provides the greater flexibility, in funding avenues, thereby reducing the pressure on इंस्टीट्यूशनल फाइनेंसिंग. गवर्नमेंट में क्या होता है जनरली, व्हाट हैपेंस इन गवर्नमेंट, सर्टेन बजट्स दे आर प्रिपेयरिंग, दे आर अलोकेटिंग सर्टेन फंड्स, बट इन बिटवीन सर्टेन न्यू प्रोजेक्ट्स कम्स नो दैट टर्म फाइनेंस बिकम शॉर्ट. अंडर सच सिचुएशन दे हैव नो अदर ऑप्शन बट रिमेन विद इन द बजट, बोरो फ्रॉम द पब्लिक एंड देन इन नेक्स्ट बजट दे कैन बी वेरी करेक्टली दे कैन प्लेस इन टू देयर इन्वेस्टमेंट, राइट. सो मोस्ट प्राइमरी डेट मार्केट्स आर प्राइवेटली प्लेस्ड और ऑक्शन और एक्शन टू पार्टिसिपेंट्स. सेकेंडरी मार्केट डीलिंग्स आर डन थ्रू द फोन ओनली. इफ प्राइमरी मार्केट दे आर डायरेक्टली वन टू वन इट इज इश्यूड. सेकेंडरी मार्केट द इन्वेस्टर कैन चेंज हिज हैंड्स विद समबडी एल्स, राइट. नाउ हैविंग अंडरस्टूड द डेट मार्केट, नाउ लेट अस अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट आर द टाइप्स ऑफ इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स इन इंडिया. डेट इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स, विच आर दोज इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स. द डेट इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स इन इंडिया इज द मार्केट इज वेरी बिग इन एशिया, इंडियन मार्केट, ओके. एंड दिस कंसिस्ट ऑफ मेजरली द गवर्नमेंट सिक्योरिटीज, दैट इज कॉल्ड जीसेक सिक्योरिटीज, गवर्नमेंट सिक्योरिटीज, जीसेक. दिस इंक्लूड सेंट्रल एंड स्टेट गवर्नमेंट सिक्योरिटीज, bonds issued by the corporations. These instrument will be issued by the government bodies and public sector undertakings, and debt products which are available like are including bond, then certificate of deposits, that is CDs, commercial paper, that is CPs, then debentures, then National Saving Certificates, National Saving Certificate, Government Securities, Fixed Deposit, and many more, right? Now, Government Security Market, let us understand that. What is it? Market facilitates, GSEC market, facilitates borrowing by the government based on its annual budget of anticipated resources of revenue and expenditure. That's what I was trying to explain. Okay. Borrow the money by issuing the securities for the order to meet the shortfall of the expenditure. RBI acts as the debt manager for the central and state governments. Okay. Debt manager. Only RBI is not only the issuer, but they maintains the record of ownership and transaction that takes place in the government securities. Okay. RBI also is a regulator of the market for the government securities. And this is regulated under the Government Securities Act 2006. GSECs are auctioned by intervention of the Reserve Bank of India. Okay. And this, once this auction is successful, bidders pay their actual bid price, while there are two types of options. One is a French option, auction, and second one is Dutch auction. Dutch auction. In Dutch auction, there will be uniform cut off price. Okay? And there will be uniform cut, but in French auction, there is a variable price auction. Price can be vary. Same security, but price can be varied. Bidding in the auction is by way of competitive bidding and non-competitive bidding. Non-competitive bidding are received from a small portion of the investor. Non-competitive bidding facilitates retail investor to participate in the government GSEC and treasury bills. This prompts medium and small investor to participate in auction process without taking the price risk into the auction. Therefore, retail investor will be able to participate in the auction of dated GSECs, government securities, without having quote the yield or the price in the bid. Price is already fixed, so there is no hanky-panky in that. So only quote, numbers they have to quote. And retail investor, they can also approach to the primary dealer or their custodian bank where it is put it into dematerialized format to whom they have maintaining the demat account and trade in government securities. Settlement happens through the negotiated dealing platform. And for that, RBI has issued the guideline. That is for only retail investors. And this negotiated dealing settlements based on the order matching, negotiated dealing settlement based on the order matching, which is called as NDSOM. It has got three ways to trade it directly. Number one, NDSOM web means negotiated dealing settlement, order matching on website. The retail investor can approach to the DP bank, depository bank, to give access to the module to trade directly with NDSOM. That is negotiated dealing settlement, order matching basis for. Another one is negotiated dealing settlement order matching main. Here, the retail investor cannot trade directly, but can place an order through the DP bank for desired price, quantity, and security. And third one is bilateral trade vice market. Bilateral trade vice market. This, whenever you see, the NDSOM has a model called reported deal settlement, reported debt settlement deal segment for the trades which are concluded outside the electronic platform. Retail investor can buy and sell with the preferred known market participants and report the trade to the DP bank, who would be a member of NDSOM, that is negotiated dealing settlement, order matching, and trade with them. RBI provides the electronic platform for NDS so as to provide online price information, online price information of the particular transaction in the government securities. And RBI also facilitates NDS in government securities. It has got this particular platform, it has got the interface with Securities Settlement System, which is called as SSS, in the Public Debt Office, PDO, of the RBI, where it facilitates the settlement of transaction in the government securities. All the outright deal trades in the government securities done and reported on NDS have a facility of guaranteed settlement extended by the CCIL, Clearing Corporation of India, CCIL means, through the process of novation. Market participants generally, they require to maintain SGL, that is subsidiary general ledger, or the current account. And they have to be a member of Infinite, a closed user group network which serves as a communication backbone. Government securities deemed to be listed at the issuance under the bylaws of NSE and BSE. To disseminate the information, pass on the information to the market about the securities that are eligible for the trading on the platform of the exchange. After the earlier day's closure, RBI will intimate and inform the permitted exchanges and depositories the amount of tenor. Coupon is nothing but it is a rate of interest and such other participants. The list of the securities which would be traded on the permitted exchanges can be seen from the RBI website. PD, that is primary date, which is issues and placed or auction, placed means privately placed, and auction to the participants, while secondary market dealing are negotiated over the telephone, one-to-one matching. The participation in the secondary market in the government securities is restricted to the banks, financial institution, mutual fund, foreign institutional investor and trust, etc. Okay, then who will be participating in that? Retail investor. Retail, these financial institutions will not be participating in the secondary market government securities. Once the trade is done through the negotiation with the knowledge of the counterparties, and over the phone rather than the trade being matched on MAS automated price or priority mechanism, RBI and SEBI has allowed trading in the government securities through the MAS orders driven screen based trading system of the stock exchange. Now understand the debt market analytics, and this is broadly divided into three parts. Corporate bond. How the transaction happens to the corporate bonds? It gives the information on the corporate bond transaction reported on BSE or NSE or FIMDA. These are the platform provided by them. Second, debt market report. What is this debt market report? In this report, there is an information of all the money market products, its rate of interest, its trading value and volume, call market, repo market, and CBLO market. These government securities, which is spreading between the various maturities, trading volumes, traded yield, and the corporate bonds, which has the rating and tenor wise yield information are covered under this. Regarding the new issue market, this also information is on the new corporate bond issuance, detailed information, that is issue size, issue opening, issue closing date, etc. That information will also be made available on this. Then participants in the government securities market. Who can participate? The participants in the government security market is a small number of large players. Small number of large players, and hence it has evolved a wholesale market. Large number of small number of large players. Okay. The major participants in the debt markets are central government. One is central government, who raises the money through the issuance of the dated security by issuing the treasury bill and blah blah things. State government, municipalities and local bodies. Okay. To finance the budget deficit and for the deployment of the project, they entered into the bond market. And Reserve Bank of India act as an investment banker to the government to raise the funds, issue security, participate in open market operation, regulate the rates, publish the monetary policy, which can be directly impact on participation. Now let us understand who is the primary dealer, PD. Primary dealer, market intermediary authorized by the RBI, which are dealing in the government securities, are called as primary dealer. What they do? They underwrite and make the market in the government securities. Primary dealers are the registered entities and with RBI, and they have license to purchase and sell the government securities. Next one is a public sector undertaking. They can also participate. They issue the tax-free and taxable bonds to meet a long-term and working capital needs. They also invest in the bonds which are issued in the debt security to park their surplus funds. Okay. Then corporate treasuries. Corporate also have their independent treasuries. And they issue the short and long-term securities to meet their long-term and working capital requirements and also invest in the debt market. Another player is a bank. Banks are considered as the largest investor in the debt market due to their statutory requirement of the holding certain percentage of the net demand and time liabilities in the government securities, that is statutory liquidity ratio requirement, SLR, statutory liquidity requirement, as per the percentage determined by the Reserve Bank of India. Currently it is 25% approximately. 25% of their net demand and time liabilities, they have to invest in the government bonds, government securities, treasury bills. Okay, so they are major participants because this is made mandatory. Banks also issue the certificate of deposits. They are also issuing the bonds in the debt market. And they also active in the interbank call notice, money term, and the repo market to meet the short-term funding requirement. Banks generally invest 10% to 15% more than the normal requirement in the government securities because of one, risk-free nature of the government securities, and second, greater return of the G-Sec as compared to the other investment comparable. Another player is, or participant is, insurance companies. These are also the largest buyer of the debt. Their securities with longer maturities, IRDA, Insurance Regulatory Development Authority, specifies the limit of investment in the debt market. Next one is a mutual fund. Mutual funds, as you all know, they are the active participants and trades in the debt funds. Due to growing number of debt funds, such as money market mutual fund, liquid and ultra liquid fund, gilt funds. So, but one thing is remember here, mutual funds are not permitted by SEBI to borrow funds except for the short-term liquidity requirement, because they are living on the public funds, right? Then the provident fund and pension funds, they are also one of the players in this debt market. They are also permitted by PF Provident Fund Regulatory Development Authority, that is PFRDA, to invest in the dated government securities and treasury bills within certain specified limits. Charitable institutions and the trusts, these are also permitted to invest in the debt funds as per their bylaws. Okay, then foreign institutional investor, FII, they have been permitted by the government to invest in government security and corporate bonds within certain specified limits.